Cost structure. While some road transportation costs may be higher than other transportation modes' costs, each transportation situation is different. The costs associated with this mode are still considered appropriate for certain situations and for different types of freight. For example, the low-cost option of rail transport would be inappropriate for an LTL load that could be delivered in one day by a truck. Around the world, the trucking industry dominates the transportation market in terms of the value of goods moved. The cost structure of the road carrier industry consists of high levels of variable costs and relatively low fixed costs. Labor is typically a fixed cost because most carriers pay drivers who are employees a monthly or weekly wage. Owner-operators may treat labor as a variable expense and pay intercity drivers by the hour during operating delays and by the distance traveled while driving. A large portion of road transport costs are variable. Variable costs include fuel, including highway usage fees included in fuel taxes, maintenance, terminal expenses, and other highway usage fees, for example, tollway fees. According to a 2021 article by ABTS staff on apps.com, fuel cost as a percentage of revenue for owner-operators was 23.4%, with higher fuel costs for subtypes such as reefer owner-operators spending 28.3% of revenue on fuel. Fuel surcharges help when fuel costs are increasing, but owner-operators typically only recapture 60 to 70% of the cost increase, according to Novak et al. In Transportation. A global supply chain perspective. Another variable cost to consider occurs with transportation outsourcing. By outsourcing transportation through a broker or a company that uses independent contractors, the shipper pays only an agreed cost per mile. The variable cost inherent with fuel is not an issue. This is one of the benefits of using outsourced carriers. Fixed costs make up 10 to 30% of road transportation costs. As a public investment, the highway is a fixed cost. Generally, most roads are publicly owned, paid for from taxes, tolls, or metered user fees. However, funding issues can impede development, maintenance, and repairs of a country's roadways. Road carriers that maintain large fleets and storage areas to enable them to quickly increase and decrease the number of vehicles in use in a short period of time also have increased costs. Avoiding excess fleet costs can be achieved using contract carriers for some capacity. When road transport moves between countries, a variety of tolls and other charges may be assessed at the border crossings. For example, in the EU, commercial road transport operators must pay infrastructure toll charges as well as fuel excise charges. In the US, commercial vehicles traveling between the US and Canada must pay a transponder fee. Further cost increases are expected due to stricter emission targets, rising road infrastructure charges, and stricter minimum safety standards. However, all things considered, the relatively low capital costs for vehicles often makes this an attractive area for new players to gain entry to. Road carriers do not usually require expensive terminals to load and unload product, so their small investment contributes to low fixed costs. Large-scale road carriers do not usually enjoy major economies of scale because they rely on freight density and transportation lanes on both the outbound and inbound moves. However, road carriers continue to look for ways to gain operational efficiencies. Information systems are important for an operation to be efficient. A few ways to use information systems and technology in the road carrier industry include computers in trucks, direct satellite communication to drivers, barcoding with optical scanners, RFID, and GPS tracking. The operating ratio measures the operating efficiency of road carriers by comparing operating expenses to operating revenue. Operating expenses are those directly associated with freight transportation, for example, fuel, truck and trailer lease or purchase payments, vehicle repair and maintenance, truck insurance premiums, permits and special licenses, tolls, driver wages and benefits. Additional operating expenses may include the cost of additional equipment needed for terminal work. Keep in mind that this is a simple version of an operating ratio. An organization may have a wide variety of operational expenses to take into account. The ratio is: road carriers can use this ratio to support rate increase requests. However, carriers are generally more likely to work with shippers and receivers to reduce operating costs than to increase rates.